Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay, what is the opinion about? Because we're ready to have dinner.
Well, it's actually about the upcoming elections from this year. All right.
Okay.
So, okay. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or they are off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, affordable housing, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Goodness. I would say there are quite a few in that list. Am I only allowed to pick one?
Yes. Or do you say yes?
Okay. I think insurance is definitely a big issue in Florida overall.
Okay. Thank you. You will now give a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First name on the list is Damian Pardo. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
I'm not familiar with him. I live in Naples, so I'm not.
Okay, it's okay. Francis Suarez.
Favorable.
Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Daniela Levin Cava.
Not familiar.
Okay. Joe Carollo.
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Very favorable, sorry.
Don't worry, it's okay. Aileen Higgins.
Not familiar.
Okay. Manolo Reyes.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay. Christine King.
Not familiar yet.
No. Okay, don't worry. And Miguel Gabela.
Not familiar.
Okay. If the elections for presidents were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Without a doubt, Donald Trump.
Thank you. Okay. So would you say that you are definitely voting for Donald Trump or probably voting for him?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor for the referendum or no against the referendum.
I'm not familiar with any of the referendums here, so I would be, you know, giving you information that I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. Still, I will read the statement at least as well. You will have a little bit of information, and if you want to investigate further, you can do it. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for minimum 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Second referendum, and you will just, I'm sorry, and would you say you are definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Probably voting yes if I'm not familiar with it, so I would say probably voting yes at this time.
I do understand. Thank you very much. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trial on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resilience in Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving binding and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you say you are definitely voting yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing lease at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term for 23 years, waive binding, and authorize at no cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
Probably.
Thank you. The remaining of the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you just were asked about. Now you will be giving some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate.
How much longer is the survey?
A couple of minutes more.
Okay.
Okay. I will try to expedite as much as possible. The first component, a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you approve or disapprove this?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
The next component, allowing previously approved timeshare residents to become condominiums.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Allowing office space to be included. Approve or disapprove?
Approve and somewhat approve.
Oh, thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Approve.
Somewhat
approve.
Okay, thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. All at no cost to the city or taxpayers?
You're saying at all costs, at no cost to the city or taxpayers?
Correct. All of these at no cost to the
approve.
City or taxpayers. Okay. Strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. Okay. You will now give in a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
In favor.
Definitely vote yes, or probably vote yes, or lean into yes?
Probably vote yes.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
I think the expansion, or at least, you know, number one, contribution towards more affordable housing. I think it's important. And, you know, expansion of areas for residents such as that promenade and whatnot, I think are important to have for Miami to continue to capitalize on.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. Wonderful. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing at all as a reason to vote against. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Would you say it is a convincing reason to vote against or not a convincing reason to vote against?
It can be a convincing reason, sure.
Would you say somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Yeah. Okay. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. It is a convincing reason to vote against or a not at all convincing reason to vote against?
It is. Somewhat convincing.
There is somewhat convincing. Okay. This proposal will increase traffic between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Will be this a convincing reason to vote against or not a convincing reason to vote against?
Convincing. Very convincing.
Very convincing. And the last one, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupt in City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. It is a convincing reason to vote against or not convincing reason to vote against?
Not convincing.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll do the same exercise, but with statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, I'm just getting out of a cold and my tongue got. Please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor to this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First statement, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Would you say is it a convincing reason or not at all convincing reason to vote in favor?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. It is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Is this a convincing reason to vote in favor or not?
It is convincing, somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to build. Is that convincing reason or not?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. It is a convincing reason or not?
Not convincing.
Thank you. Not too convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
And this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. It is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Okay. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I think I don't know. I think I would vote no. I have to study it. I'd have to really understand it before going, but.
I do understand.
Yeah.
So, would you say that you don't have an opinion right now?
No opinion. That's great.
Okay. If you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor or no against this referendum? It's just what are you leaning towards right now based on the information that you just heard?
I'm leaning against it.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're about to finish. You will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, from college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Cuban. Okay, thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly speak English.
But speak some Spanish, right? That option.
Occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.